3. Edward Hausman's Foundry, Delphac, Earldom of High Rock, Kingdom of Caris.
"And how has your day been?"
Ryan Michael asked genially as he stepped into Edward Hausman's office.
"Hectic,"
Hausman said with a grin, standing to clasp forearms with his longtime business associate.
"On the other hand, there could be a lot worse reasons for putting up with all the headaches."
"True,"
Michael returned Hausman's grin.
"The sound of all those gold marks falling into my cash box at night is such a cheerful one."
Both men laughed, and Hausman twitched his head at the office window. The two of them walked across to stand looking out it, and Michael's expression sobered as he shook his head.
"It's hard to believe that all you had here 2 years ago was a single small furnace and a lot of empty dirt," he said.
"I feel the same way a lot of the time,"
Hausman acknowledged,
"and like you, I have no objection at all to how much richer this is making me. But at the same time..."
He shook his head, and the gesture was far less cheerful than Michael's had been. His older friend didn't respond at once. Instead, he simply stood there, looking out over what was without doubt already one of the largest, if not the largest, foundries in the entire world. Hausman's new and growing facility sat on the western shore of Ithman's Lake, the vast lake formed at the confluence of the Selman River and the West Delphac River in the earldom of High Rock. The West Delphac was a brawling, powerful river flowing out of the South Hanth Mountains, but frequent shallows and cataracts made anything but small local boat traffic impossible. The lower Delphac, however, was navigable, even for galleons, between Ithman's Lake and Larick, the small but growing port at the river's mouth, 64 miles to the south. That had been a major factor in Hausman's decision to buy the land from Earl High Rock, since it meant ships could sail all the way up the river to what was literally his front door. The extensive deposits of high-quality iron ore in the mountains to the west had been another factor, of course, although he hadn't actually done very much to develop the site until the sudden need for enormous quantities of artillery had burst upon the Kingdom of Caris. Now, engineers in Hausman's employ had already begun construction of a series of locks to improve navigation on the West Delphac and facilitate development of the mountain's iron deposits. Still more engineers had been busy farther down the river, and much of its water had been diverted through dams and channels by a swarming army of workmen to create an entire series of holding pools. Aqueducts from the highest pools and channels from the lower ones led to almost 24 overshot water wheels, all of them churning steadily to power the equipment Hausman's mechanics had installed, and fresh mill races were under construction as well. Smoke fumed from blast furnaces, more smoke rose from the foundries themselves, and as Michael watched, a team of workers tapped the ore bath of a puddling furnace. The ferociously incandescent molten iron, wrought iron now, softer and more malleable than cast iron, spilled through the tap into a collecting ladle for further processing. Elsewhere, a much larger ladle of fiery molten iron moved steadily towards the waiting molds. The ladle was suspended from an iron framework, which was in turn mounted on a heavy, multi-ton freight wagon. The wagon's wheels had flanged rims instead of the smooth ones one might have expected, but that was to ensure that they followed the iron rails linking the furnaces and the rest of the foundry's facilities. Draft dragons leaned into their collars, moving their burden with brisk efficiency, and Michael inhaled deeply.
"Believe me, I understand," he said quietly. "When I look at this..."
He jutted his chin at the swarming, incredibly noisy activity beyond Hausman's window.
"I feel this enormous surge of optimism. Then I think about the fact that the group of four has the combined resources of every mainland realm to draw upon.
That's a lot of foundries, Edward, even if none of them can hold a candle to what you're doing here.